relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Welcome back, dear friends. Hour three of America First. When you have breaking news like we had over the weekend, what do you need? What kind of special guests do you need in studio? Could you find a guest or a pair of guests who have been special counsels, U.S. attorneys for the District of Columbia, worked inside the DOJ, worked in the Senate on the Intelligence Committee? No, that's impossible! Well, unless you know Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tunsing, and we do.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, oh, as if by magic, you appeared. Here we are. Thank you, guys. It always seems to be that we make history, or you're in studio and things are happening that are rather historic, whether it was January 6th or whether it was recent events to do with a deep state in America. Thank you for coming in, because truly, honestly, hand on heart, I couldn't imagine a better couple of guests to discuss the ramifications of not only what is occurring in Manhattan, but how they fit into the broader picture of the last 6-7 years, or even back to Lois Lerner, the Tea Party, the IRS, because all of these things are connected. So if you'll indulge me, let's start with the basics. Let's talk about the merits or the demerits of this case. Apparently, this goes back to 2016, a private agreement between President Trump and a woman who wanted to talk about allegedly sexual relations with President Trump, which is somehow a misdemeanor usually, but they tried to cobble it together to connect it to a federal offense. I'm gonna let you tell me what this is all about, because there's so much disinformation. So talk to us about the merits or the demerits of the case.
Well, let me just take the first issue.
Yes.
Reaching a civil settlement before running for office is not a crime of any kind.
Right.
It isn't. It doesn't violate the federal elections law in any way whatsoever. So,
and it's not unusual with high visibility individuals with lots of money.
Correct.
And who knows whether, any woman could have come up and said, well, I'm going to mess up your campaign,
your life.
You better pay me off.
Right.
And so you can have the reason to just not put your family through it. And if that reason is there, then that's not a crime. And let me just add one other thing. Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to a non-crime because...
Well, this is really important. So Michael Cohen allegedly is the star witness or person involved with this grand jury, the president's former lawyer, who was convicted, and people kind of miss this, was convicted of fraud related to taxi medallions.
Financial fraud. And they had him by the cojones.
And, of course, when they can do that, they can say, plead to lots of other staff.
Exactly. And they said, we're gonna charge you with jaywalking. We know you went across the street, okay, but we're going to just put this in. And he's there, trying to get a good deal. And
so he says, what
skin is it off my nose? Yeah.
He lied when he said that the settlement with Stormy Daniels was for campaign purposes.
Yes.
That was a lie. It was not for those purposes.
And he's the only person saying that.
That is exactly right. So what the Alvin Bragg is trying to do is, remember, assuming that this was a false entry in a corporate record, that they were called legal fees when in fact it was something else, that's a 2-year misdemeanor. But that statute of limitations has run.
So that's the primary accusation, that it's a
false business record. A false business record. So that's a 2-year statute of limitations. That's run. Now, if you try to connect that false entry to another crime, which they've tried to do with the campaign violation under federal law, which is not a state crime, then you get a 5-year statute of limitation.
Which has also expired.
But then they're saying, oh, wait a minute, though. Trump wasn't always here, so the statute didn't run sometimes when he wasn't here. That's nonsense.
That's a common issue in the law. It's common that if somebody's a fugitive, then if then you can't be found.
But don't you have to be a fugitive?
Yeah, yes.
Not the president of the United States.
Just like they didn't know where it was.
I think they could have probably found it.
Yeah, but that's inserted in the law if you find a crime was made and he was a bank robber and he went to West Virginia. You know,
right.
And hit out. And that's the...
This is, I'm sorry I'm laughing, but no, it's the theater of the absurd.
It's so absurd because what Alvin Bragg is doing, let's remember when he was first elected, he refused to bring this case.
Right.
And a group of people who had been working on the case in his office resigned. Yeah. One of them, a guy named Pomerantz, wrote a book about it. And in the book, there was all sorts of confidential information about the case, about the evidence, about the arguments in the office, all published without an objection from Alvin Bragg to prejudice any future jury about this case. So then all of a sudden, Alvin Bragg decides he wants to bring this case that he had declined. Not only that, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York had refused to bring this case. Cyrus Vance, Alvin Bragg's predecessor, had refused to bring the same case. And so now he wants to bring it. Now, you might want to ask yourself, why all of a sudden is Alvin Bragg interested in this? And the answer is, Joe Biden is having so many problems, so many legitimate accusations, so much proof about corruption, and when he was a senator, a vice president, and now president, that Alvin Bragg is throwing President Biden a lifeline. He's going to indict Trump in order to help Biden. That's exactly what this case is about.
What was talked about over the Sunday shows? What was the issue?
It wasn't Haley Biden and the $3 million from China. That's what was not discussed over the last 72 hours.
No.
Amazing. And what Alvin Bragg has done is, he is a George Soros-funded prosecutor.
Let's talk about who this guy is and where he gets his money.
$1 million from George Soros into his campaign. Remember, most DA's offices, the political campaigns for those are maybe a couple of $100,000 total on both sides. He got $1 million from George Soros, took that, and of course, nobody votes in the New York elections. It's a city of 8 million, 10 million, whatever the heck it is. There's only a few hundred thousand people that vote. It's
so
unbelievable.
Let me ask the naive question. So his boss, Letitia James, actually campaigned, and you can watch the video, campaigned on taking down Donald Trump.
Yes.
How is that permissible?
She's not his boss because she's a state attorney. She's a state attorney general.
State attorney general. Yeah. But it's indicative of the same attitude towards the former president. How can you campaign on prosecuting someone
and not have the bar go after you?
How does that work?
Where is the New York bar?
It's completely
unethical, as can be.
Unprofessional and unethical. Mm-hmm. And she has been criticized by at least some people in the New York bar, but there's been no action against her. She's not been forced to recuse herself from any investigation. She's brought civil cases against Trump, but she hasn't brought a criminal case against Trump. Although the Manhattan DA's office has already brought the Trump Organization in for financial crimes.
Right.
Again, blah, 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 tax cases. So the bottom line is the unseemly behavior of both Letitia James and Alvin Bragg is really so dangerous because what it does is it makes the prosecutorial process political and obviously political, which is so bad. And it undermines credibility.
But the frightening thing is that this is George Soros' aim.
Exactly.
To dismantle the justice system in the United States, and he's done it. Well, at least his prosecutor was taken out in San Francisco. I couldn't believe they were smart enough
to dismantle it on behalf of the Democrats, but not if you're a Republican, to maintain it and to weaponize it.
Yeah,
if you're
to put lefties in charge.
Like you.
But they're not. But even Democrats are not good enough for him. He wants the left wing wackos, the Kim Foxes in Chicago, the Kim Gardners in St. Louis, who indicts a couple for protecting their house and drops all kinds of other cases.
And Gascon in Los Angeles, who is a disaster for that city.
And what's Philadelphia?
Larry Krasner.
Krasner.
A Soros guy.
All these people are not doing any prosecutions of people who riot.
Right now, as it stands, do you expect this to actually happen tomorrow?
Yes. Oh,
really?
I don't know about tomorrow, but it's definitely going to happen. There's no way Alvin Bragg backs off from this now. He's already committed too much to this publicly.
Victoria?
Oh, I agree.
Really?
Joe and I don't disagree.
And even if, as many, myself included, predict that this will only redound to political advantage for President Trump?
I don't know. I think maybe immediately. It might, just like the Mar-a-Lago raid
did. Yeah.
But I think at a certain point, people started saying, do I need all this? And I mean, which means these people are going to win. Because we still have Georgia going on. Don't mean to get too far off the subject.
No, we'll discuss that.
But Georgia's going on, which is ridiculous.
I think Trump will benefit from being indicted in the biggest political sense of that. It's hard to tell what the long-term effect will be. But I know this. He will get stronger personally. Mm-hmm. He will take this as food, and it will be sustenance to him. And he will be encouraged by what will happen. And it's hard for me to believe that we've gotten this far off the mark in our prosecutorial function in this country. But we're in really bad shape.
I remember talking to somebody at the Justice Department during the Trump administration and saying, you know, Hillary committed a lot of crimes. And this person was just appalled. We would not do that. We would not go after a former candidate.
Well, that's because she had another letter after her name. We're talking to Victoria Tunsing, Joy the Geneva. Follow them on social media at Vic Tunsing, TOENSING. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C. If you enjoy our one-on-ones, the deep dives with the true experts, don't forget to subscribe. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. Back with Joy and Victoria in a moment. Every day when I pass a mirror, I still can't believe it. It's me! I'm looking back at myself. I never thought I'd be this fit again, but 42 pounds ago, I decided to take control of my health, and with the help of my PhD weight loss and nutrition, I'm so glad I did. The program is simple. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team customize a plan for your body to make it simple. They even provide 80% of your food at no additional cost. They treat your entire person as one. Dr. Ashley believes that all change starts with the mind. She'll help you to change your behavior when it comes to food and think differently about food so you'll never gain the weight back. Give them a call right now at 864-644-1900 and they can answer all your questions. If I can do it, you can do it.
Four horrible radical left Democrat investigations of your all-time favorite president, me, is just a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country. It's gone on forever with Russia, 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 and Ukraine, 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 and the Mueller hoax. It's an absolute disgrace what's going on. They even spied on my campaign. And remember this, with all of the work that they did on Mueller, no collusion. That's what the answer was all no collusion. Whether it's the Mar-a-Lago raid or the Unselect Committee hoax, the perfect Georgia phone call, it was absolutely perfect, or the Stormy Horseface Daniels extortion plot, they're all sick, and it's fake news. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them, and they know it very strongly. And they're looking at the polls where, not me, but we are up by so much. They can't even believe it. We won twice, and now we've got to win a third time. They know that we can defeat them. They know that we will defeat them. But they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way, and I always will stand in their way. Thank you very much.
President Trump pulling no punches, and the bottom line is exactly that. It's not about him. He is the proximate target. It's about anyone that loves this nation and is a patriot. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I have to thank all of you for your support for the Food for the Poor campaign. Listen to my radio colleague, Anitra, on the ground, explaining how your donations literally save lives.
$644, rescues a family. Imagine the relief for a mother, a father who woke up this morning begging God for a single meal. When they get news that your gift is going to provide them food today, tomorrow, next week, next month, it seems incredible. Well, may I suggest you can be that someone.
You could be that someone. It's one of the most beautiful, blessed things you can do this Lenten season. They have the food. They just need to get it in theater to the children who are going to bed tonight with empty bellies. A donation just once of $72 will feed two children for a year. If you double that, what can you buy for $144? Well, you can buy survival for 12 months for four children. Make a difference today. Please call in your donation. It is tax deductible. The number is 855-330-4673. Or just go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner. If you've got something to be thankful for, this is a beautiful way to give thanks and to save lives. The number is 855-330-4673, or just go to sebgorka.com and the Give Food, Give Hope banner. If I may, given, so you were in studio for January the 6th, and Joe, you talked about your unique role back then as the U.S. Attorney for D.C., helping to make sure that the Capitol was secure, talking with the Capitol Police back then. This morning, Dan Bongino is a friend of mine who's former Secret Service, was talking on his show, but it may be tactical, but I think it grabs our imagination. The Secret Service has a federal protectee called President Trump. It is their job to protect this man every nanosecond of the day. The idea that they're just going to lead him into a police station or central booking to be surrounded by criminals, people in handcuffs and whatever, can that happen in America? Is the NYPD, is Bragg's office really going to trump the Secret Service? You've dealt with these issues. Walk us through the absurdity of tomorrow's potential event.
Well, I think what's clear is that the president will have to be accompanied by Secret Service agents wherever he goes, inside the police headquarters or the police station or wherever this booking is going to occur. If they insist on it occurring, if he is indicted, then the Secret Service will have to be present when he's photographed. I mean, they cannot just willy-nilly put him in the hands of the police.
Well, they're not allowed to do that. So the Secret Service can't hand over the security to the president, nor can they allow him to go to a place which is insecure. And what if the Secret Service says, sorry, central, we can't control central booking, therefore we will not permit you to take our detailee into central booking? Are we talking about an immovable object meeting with an unstoppable object?
Well, the New York's police have every means to accommodate the needs of the former president. If there has to be a booking, if there are charges, that can be done anywhere.
Right.
It doesn't have to be done at police headquarters.
But if Bragg wants to make a point,
well,
there's going to be a standoff, isn't there?
But then he cannot. He's not going to be able to prevent the Secret Service from accompanying the president wherever he goes inside that building.
Victoria, I just find it absurd. I find it surreal. Mm-hmm. This idea that I don't care whether it's a Democrat president or a Republican president. The idea that they're going to be taken to central booking in Manhattan?
Oh, I can't imagine that that's going to happen. I think
something
has got to be worked out between Trump's lawyers, by the way, who are being quoted in the Post as saying, well, we really don't know anything yet.
Yeah.
So, who knows how it's going to be worked out, but it's got to be worked out. The Secret Service cannot let him out of its sight for 1 second. So, game over. That's it. And you know what? If Joe Biden were a decent president, he would ensure that. This is all part of Joe Biden's Justice Department.
Correct.
Peter Navarro, of course, had no Secret Service around him. He was thrown into a jail cell. Into Hinckley's jail cell for a misdemeanor.
Yeah. Whatever happens tomorrow, this is just one of many such attempts, is it not, Joe? They're not going to give up.
Well, no, you've got Georgia ongoing with Fannie Willis and the Fulton County Grand Jury. You've got Jack Smith, the special counsel who's been assigned to investigate the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. I would anticipate...
That's January 6th.
Right, January 6th and the insurrectionist charges against the president, the conspiracy to insurrection. So theoretically, you could have President Trump being charged in Georgia, in New York, and in Washington, D.C., with all three cases at the same time. And I think what that will show is that this is a parody of law enforcement, not law enforcement as it should be. Every one of those cases is a legal joke and an embarrassment to everybody involved in it. The case that Jack Smith has should be stopped right now.
Yeah.
The fact that they are even thinking about charging the president with an obstruction over the way the search went on or the request to get documents at Mar-a-Lago is ridiculous.
And how can they possibly indict him for January 6th? He says march peacefully patriotically, those words are
That video clip is never shown, funny enough. That is the one that they leave out of the coverage.
It still has to be part of deciding.
You're being logical. Stop it, Victoria. You're being logical. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studio. Sadly, I get the reports every single week. To this day, for obvious reasons, the most popular item on our website is the FBI t-shirt we released jointly with Chris Plant. But this one stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidations. I think it speaks to you, our dear listeners. You can get yours today and so much more, including our MAGA bundle at sebgorkastore.com. Everything is made in America. You can get my books as well, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, and The War for America's Soul, as well as the challenge coin you demanded, we designed, and we made it for you. If you're America First, you should have one of those. Go to sebgorkastore.com. That's SEBGORKA store.com. We'll be back with Joan Victoria in a moment. Today, we are partnering with Food for the Poor to provide urgently needed food to some of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Because of interrupted planting cycles, rising food prices, and the lingering impact of COVID, the list of families unable to feed their children grows longer by the day. But you can make a difference to these families. Today, a meal-for-meal match means your one-time gift of $144 provides a family of four with food for a year. That's two meals a day for the next year for a family who struggle to get even a handful of rice or enough corn for a tortilla. Knowing your gift will never have more impact than right now, will you rescue one family, three families, or even 10 families? Go to sebgorka.com and click on the red Send Food banner. Text the keyword GORKA to 91999 and you will get a link to make your life-saving gift. Or to give your gift by phone, call my toll-free number, 855-330-4673.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
That's why we are here, dear friends. Welcome back. If you enjoy America First, please support those who make it possible. Great patriots, friends of President Trump, like Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow that's so popular, he's sold 71 million of them already. The pillow that keeps its shape, never gets hot. He's just issued the 2.0 upgrade with new cooling technology. Amazing BOGO offers, but also another 150-plus items on his website. Check them out. Use my name for up to 66% off. The sheepskin line slippers are just sublime. You can call in your order, 800-829-8468, or just go to mypillow.com. That number again, 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code. It's very complicated, G-O-R-K-A. So when you see what's happened in the last 7 years, Joan Victoria, well, let's talk about what you've experienced. You were targeted by the FBI. You were targeted by the DOJ in such a way that your client attorney privileges were trampled upon, and you found out as a result of a search warrant to take your electronic devices that your information in a previous period, the year earlier,
and secretly, 2 years had been earlier, secretly
2 years taken accessed off the cloud. So your communications,
they had all my,
had been taken.
They already had all my attorney-client privilege.
What happened to the case again? So they were trying to find out what you and Rudy and others.
That was for the time period 2019 when Rudy and I were talking to whistleblowers in Ukraine Oh, just the former prosecutor generals, you know, like a like an attorney general here.
Yeah, the guy who's investigating.
And his predecessor.
Burisma.
We were talking to both of them about representation, and we were going to fly to Ukraine to talk with them and meet with them to see if they wanted representation when we were told that there were threats against us.
And you were accused of being in violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act.
But I didn't have a client.
But they couldn't even tell you who you were supposed to be representing.
Right.
And then what happened to that accusation against you?
Oh, ho-hum. Nothing to see here after 18 months.
But with the statement that they do not choose to what?
At this time, we're not going to
no
bring
criminal charges.
At this time.
Which is Stalin-esque.
They were trying to do, which is what the whole thing was designed to do, was shut, besides finding out what information Victoria and Rudy had against the Bidens, they wanted to shut them up.
To intimidate. To
shut them up from not discussing anything publicly. And then when they clearly knew right from the beginning that there was no criminal law violation. They abused the criminal law process in order to get access to more information. Once that didn't work, so they said, well, let's try to shut them up further, and we'll inform the judge that we don't need a person anymore to review all the attorney-client privilege information. So
After we paid for it.
And there are going to be no criminal charges at this time to make everybody think that there could be some later to shut everybody up. Well, people are not going to shut up. And they're not going to stop talking about this. And when it's appropriate and when we get ourselves organized, there's going to be legal action against all the people who were involved in this.
And here's what's frightening is that the federal judge signed that warrant for mine. And evidently, it was an Obama judge, of course, out of the Southern District. How could a federal judge sign something like that? And also, a federal judge 2 years prior had signed a warrant that said they could secretly access all my materials because I was going to flee the country.
Now, to me, and again, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an attorney, but the idea that your civil rights were so trampled upon, and then they say, there is no crime, we're not going to prosecute you. Do you not have redress for what happened to you with
very,
the cloud,
very
the information?
Very, very
so
difficult.
So much immunity.
Because the government has immunity.
The FBI agents and the DOJ prosecutors who are actually responsible for this, it was the prosecutors, Merrick Garland, the Deputy Attorney General, and the U.S. Attorney for the Southern, several U.S. attorneys for the Southern District of New York, all have what's called qualified immunity, and you can't sue them. However, there are exceptions to that, and one of them allows you to sue for constitutional torts, but it's a very complex thing. It's very expensive to do, but it can be done, and that's what we're targeted and looking for.
And the persecution of you, that cost you how much?
Half a million.
Okay. Well, guys, I'm going to ask your assistance. These people have always told the truth. They've always fought for the U.S. Constitution, everything they've done professionally. I would like you to support them. They shouldn't have had to defend themselves at the cost of $500,000. Here is their Give, Send, Go page. So please go right now to givesendgo.com/DeGeneva-Tunsing. You can just go to Give, Send, Go and punch in their names, Victoria Tunsing, Joe DeGeneva, and please support these patriots. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know, what have you got to lose apart from the pain? Nothing. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Someday the mountain might.
Did you notice in the State of the Union speech last month, Biden doubled down on his spending plans, adding even more to the federal deficit? That doesn't bode well for the value of your money. Sebastian Gorka here. Biden's disconnected view of the economy means there will be no meaningful steps taken to lessen inflation and lower interest rates. Your cash reserves and investments will be worth less, which is why I recommend calling veteran-owned Midas Gold Group to look into safeguarding your wealth with the stability of gold while you still can. Gold traditionally holds its value when economies fail, guarding against the destruction of inflation and the ruin of a recession. Don't let Biden's misguided economy wipe you out. Talk with the good folks at Midas Gold Group. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com or call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
That's right, and two of the happiest are in studio with me, your favorites, Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tansing. On a day 164 years ago, when the Republican Party was established, which led to the abolition of slavery, thanks to the first Republican president called Lincoln, little public service announcement there. Yes, the KKK was the armed wing of the Democrat Party, and the first Republican president was the Great Emancipator. I think it is apposite for us to discuss some Republican responses to the news of the last 72 hours, saying that for some reason, one side of the political divide should surrender their rights to protest.
Trembling fear. You know, they never said Black Lives Matter. I don't think you should go out there and protest right after George Floyd. But remember, this was in the middle of the pandemic, and everyone was told to stay home. Stay home, don't go out, don't go out.
And don't congregate in groups.
Yes, and all of a sudden, after George Floyd, a whole bunch, I mean, like 100 and some doctors, quote unquote, wrote this public statement saying, well, we said not to go out, but there are some causes that are more
social
important,
justice is impervious that are more to important. COVID.
But don't let this be an okay for you to go out and protest being locked up.
Right.
They really did. Basically, they said that in the public letter. It was pathetic.
Joe, the idea that one side gets to protest, but Republicans don't?
That's absolutely ridiculous. A protest, legitimate, peaceful protest, demonstrations that are peaceful, are part of the American fabric. People remember people on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. They remember people marching for civil rights. They remember people marching against the Vietnam War, against the Iraq War, against the Afghan War. As long as people are not breaking the law and are not violent, are not destroying property like the BLM protesters did in the summer of 2020, are not assaulting federal courthouses like the BLM protesters did.
But there was no court hearing going on.
No hearing going on.
According to Mayor Garland, it was okay.
The judges couldn't hear it. Some of the silliest arguments are being made against legitimate peaceful protests, and I think it's really ridiculous
and this
for
is
people
all
not to get out and make their feelings known about what's happening.
This is all because January 6th got out of hand,
mm-hmm.
and the Republicans allowed it to get out of hand.
Well, they've allowed themselves to be hobbled because of that.
Yes.
Any concrete advice on how to prevent what happened on January the 6th? My idea is you can't, if you're organizing a protest, no face masks, no hiding of identity, emphasis on peaceful protest, because there will be those who aren't Republicans who will try to stir and agitate.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that we've already seen that government informants and agents provocateurs were part of the January 6th debacle.
Yeah.
There were government agents who infiltrated the crowd and are partly responsible
because
for what
occurred.
Because
the FBI can't answer the question as to whether they
had
agents.
And there were members of Antifa who wore Trump clothing. So anybody who's going to demonstrate peacefully has to understand that there will be people who will try to infiltrate their ranks as agents provocateurs and who will try to make it look like it is people protesting whatever they want to protest and try to blame Trump for it. So people just have to be very careful and selective, and they have to have monitors, they have to have marshals amongst them, they have to have people responsible for order, and they have to make sure that they record everything that goes on their own. They have to have people who are responsible for recording everything so that they have their own official record. If they're going to do that, if they decide they want to protest, if they want to do more than vote or send a letter to their congressman or send a letter objecting or write to a newspaper, if they're going to do more than that, if they are going to demonstrate and protest, it all has to be recorded.
Isn't that a
by
shame?
Them.
That you have to think of all of that. That whole litany of things.
But we live, and remember, with corrupt district attorneys like Alvin Bragg and Larry Krasner and George Gascon, they will find any reason to prosecute people involved in those demonstrations.
Can you talk to me about if you arrived from another planet and you're an expert in the law, how would you grade the rule of law in America today, Victoria? Where do we stand?
No, it's an F. Because not only just the things that are done, but people are watching this and now no longer have trust in the judicial system. I mean, that's what...
Violent crime in New York on a rampage and then this, and Bragg, this is the priority for Alvin Bragg?
We've had bad cases in our career of U.S. attorneys being corrupt. And we had one case where a U.S. attorney took a misdemeanor local election law and tried to make it be a RICO. But you know what happened? We got a good federal judge who said, this is not a RICO, this is a misdemeanor, and let our client plead to a misdemeanor. Where are those judges now?
That's the question. What has happened to the judicial court and the quality of justice?
They got frightened by January 6th. Especially the judges, the federal judges in the District of Columbia, they got frightened by January 6th, and they don't want to be blamed for being too soft on anybody involved in January 6th, whether they did harm or not. And as a result of that, they have abdicated their responsibility to be fair and impartial to the people appearing before them. The fact that there are defendants who are still incarcerated 2 years after this.
Before trial.
Are still in court is an absolute national disgrace and should be an embarrassment to the federal judges on the district court in the District of Columbia.
John Roberts will speak about that soon.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've heard that it's not just those who are afraid, but those who are actually malicious and those who think they are kings. Is it possible that some of these judges just think that they are untouchable and they can do whatever they wish for political purposes?
There's no doubt that there are some of them who think and feel that way, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It was a judge in New York that signed the search warrant for me.
Except expose them and talk about them and name them.
Yeah, we need to do that. We don't talk about the names of these individuals. We talked to Victoria Tunsing, Joy DiGenova. Please follow them on social media at Vic Tunsing. That's TOENSING. And support them on the Give, Send, Go, because they deserve your support. If you're looking for something meaningful to do, you've got to support great freedom fighters like Joe and Victoria. There you go. There's the page again. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Have you tried everything else to relieve your daily pain and failed? Well, in that case, you should do what I did 4 years ago. I tried Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free with my lower back pain issue gone. And I'm still pain-free more than 4 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is her incredible story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be you. That could be you. But there's only one way to find out. But it's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for the portrait sum of $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Leah, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. Call now, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka, or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today.
America First. Magnificent.
Excellent music. A little bit of Law and Order from the streets of New York, as was back in the 1970s. Who loves you, baby? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you like the show, make sure you're following us on all social media platforms. We are everywhere that matters. Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter. We are on Telegram. You can watch us on your Roku device. We are a televisual extravaganza. Or just download the Salem News app or go to salemnewschannel.com. For my personal content and access directly to me, go to my Substack. That's SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name as one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. I want to ask you a question I ask you every time because it's the most important question, I think, for the 3 million people listening to this show every single day. Why the hell do you keep fighting?
Well, because it's the only thing to do in a democracy. You have to stand up and say the truth and say the obvious. Because there are so many people denying the truth and denying the obvious. I mean, we were just sitting here watching part of that White House news conference with Kirby and then Jean-Pierre. I mean, you watch this stuff and you say to yourself, these people are lying all the time. There's no end to it. And they have this platform. And so the only antidote to that is getting up and making sure that people at least have a chance to understand what's going on.
You have to like yourself.
What keeps you going,
Victoria? You have to like yourself. I wouldn't like me if I didn't do this.
Oh, I see. Right, because at least you can look yourself in the mirror every morning.
Well, it's a matter of conscience as well. I mean, you just have to do the things you believe in. And it's not about money. It's about what's great for the country. I mean, you know, we owe a lot to this country. We've had great lives, great professional things. And if it weren't for Merrick Garland and Chris Ray, we'd be happy, you know, people looking down the end of our professional lives. But they managed to ruin that. So
you're on my show instead.
Even better time to stand up and complain about the transgressions of the Merrick Garlands and the Christopher Rays.
I mean, I always represented whistleblowers and usually pro bono, like Greg Hicks. Benghazi, Doug Campbell for Uranium One.
We've got 60 seconds left. If you're not an attorney, if you're not a radio show host or whatever, everybody has a role to play, don't they, in standing up for the truth?
Absolutely. They need to vote for the right people. They need not to be silenced.
Yeah.
They need to say what they believe and not fear retaliation and retribution because there are other people who agree with them. There's strength in numbers. That's what we learned from this.
And we're not alone, right?
We are not. We always have the good Lord.
Yeah, and the bottom line is really that. At the end of the day, when you stand in front of your Creator, are you going to be Kabul Kirby? Mm. Are you going to be, you know, somebody who sold their soul to the devil to lie and to undermine the truth? Are you going to be somebody who has a clean conscience? It's really that simple. God bless Victoria and Joe. Please support them. Go to the Give, Send, Go. Follow them on social media. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
These four horrible radical left Democrat investigations of your all-time favorite president, me, is just a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country. It's gone on forever with Russia, 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 and Ukraine, 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 and the Mueller hoax. It's an absolute disgrace. What's going on? They even spied on my campaign. And remember this, with all of the work that they did on Mueller, no collusion. That's what the answer was all no collusion. Whether it's the Mar-a-Lago raid or the Unselect Committee hoax, the perfect Georgia phone call, it was absolutely perfect, or the Stormy Horseface Daniels extortion plot, they're all sick. And it's fake news. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. And they know it very strongly. And they're looking at the polls where not me, but we are up by so much. They can't even believe it. We won twice and now we've got to win a third time. They know that we can defeat them. They know that we will defeat them. But they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way, and I always will stand in their way. Thank you very much.
He's absolutely right. The news may be about him, but really it's about you. Greetings, dear friends. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First. It seems, perhaps to you, as it does to me, that we are living in an alternate universe. Where a man who received 74 million votes in the most powerful nation in the world that was founded on the principle of individual liberty based upon the fact we are made in the image of our Creator, that man, 2 years after receiving 74 million votes, will be arrested, handcuffed, and fingerprinted by a local prosecutor, by an individual who was given $1 million by a philanthropist who broke the Bank of England, who has recently stated how much he personally hates President Trump. That Soros prosecutor, using a civil agreement from 2016, and the testimony of a convicted felon, Michael Cohen, is trying to generate, to create a fake felony charge with one purpose and one purpose alone, to negate that man's campaign to run again for the presidency. If this were not America, you would say that it's just a banana republic. It's par for the course. It's police state tactics. Why? Because the individual in question isn't merely a former president. We changed the U.S. Constitution after World War II to make it so that Anybody who rises to the chief executive can only serve 2 terms in office. 2 4-year terms. President Trump apparently lost his re-election bid. Apparently, a corrupt, senile old man who could not physically campaign across the nation received more votes than President Trump, who received more votes than any incumbent president in U.S. history. We are supposed to believe that Joe Biden, a man who has been in politics at that time for 47 years, received more votes than the first black president. As a result of that putative result, that alleged victory on behalf of Biden, President Trump has only served 1 term in office. According to the U.S. Constitution, he can run again, and is running again, and may serve a second non-consecutive term. As such, to use verbiage that we don't usually use in the American system, but is used elsewhere, the current judicial system, law enforcement in America, is being used to politically neutralize the leader of the opposition. Because that's what President Trump is. It is a strange state of affairs. I give it to you that he is the Republican leader of the opposition, despite the fact that the Republican Party, or at least the establishment machinery of the Republican Party, still detests him and doesn't want to see him back in office, from Rona Romney McDaniel to Mitch McConnell and on down. This is not to cast aspersions on the America First wing of the party, which is stronger, which is in ascendance, and which apparently has managed to bring Kevin McCarthy over to their side. The Republican Party isn't for Donald Trump. The America First element is. But nevertheless, he is the former president, and he has declared a campaign. As such, every single poll of any merit indicates he is the front runner by up to 40 percentage points against the next person in line, who is Ron DeSantis. That makes him the titular leader of the opposition, who is running to be president again. As such, we are seeing police state tactics being used to neutralize a man who has been under assault by the police state for nigh on 7 years. Not just the police state, but the intelligence community writ large. If you are not familiar with it, if you haven't listened to my show for 4 years, educate yourself. Look up the phrase crossfire hurricane. The first time ever in the history of the Republic that 3 intelligence services, the FBI, which is an intelligence service since 9/11, that's why its emails end in the letters .ic for intelligence community, the FBI, the CIA under John Brennan, and the NSA spied against a political campaign, the campaign of my former boss, President Trump. Whether it was Crossfire Hurricane, in which General Mike Flynn was caught up, Carter Page et al., whether it was the Mueller probe, 20 months, $40 million, hundreds of subpoenas and witness interviews that tried to establish some kind of nexus of Russian collusion between the Trump campaign, the Trump administration, and Moscow, and failed. Whether it was the first impeachment or the second impeachment after President Trump had even left office, or the January 6th fake investigation. This is just the final iteration. Not the final one. There will be others in Georgia and elsewhere. We know that. But it is police, state, and intelligence service tactics. And we must protest. President Trump is right with what he said on Truth Social. We must protest because it's our civil right. Why is it just the left, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa and the pro-abortion lunatics who get to protest. Not us? Well, I'm not giving up my right to protest because I'm an American and I have civil rights. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I want to hear from you. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Make sure you're subscribed. Go to Spotify. Go to Apple Podcasts. Plug in my name. Leave us a five-star review. And then check out, now more than ever, everything at sebgorkastore.com. Hottest selling item, sadly, and you know why, is the FBI t-shirt, Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. sebgorkastore.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.